Hi, all. My name is Amy. The focus of this podcast will be the career and influence of Seymour Papert in education. My sources are papert.org, Paolo Bilkstein of Stanford University, and MIT Media Lab. Papert was a mathematician, a computer scientist, and an educator. He was a pioneer in artificial intelligence and the use of technology in education. Born in South Africa, he was a researcher at St. John's, Cambridge, the University of Paris, and the National Physics Laboratory in London, before landing at MIT in 1963. Papert developed a computer programming language, Logo, in the 1980s that was used as a tool to help change the way kids problem solve. He was known for his involvement in One Laptop Per Child, which is a nonprofit whose goal it is to create and deliver educational devices throughout the developing world. His ideas about kids using technology in the classroom to learn was seen as far-fetched when he began his research, but has become a reality in today's schools. He was a key figure in the constructionist movement in education. This was, or is, a learning theory that advocates student-centered, project-based learning. So in this theory, the teacher acts as a coach or a guide through the learning process, while the student is learning by making their own discoveries and building on their learning as they go. It's very hands-on and discovery-driven. Think Miss Frizzle in Magic School Bus. So as a teacher, I liked his ideas on integrating technology and using technology to help students cement their learning, and as another tool to help them understand and commit learning to their long-term memories. The project-based learning is a little harder to do. I've seen it work wonderfully in very little kiddos, think pre-K, where kids are allowed to play and the teachers have an assistant, and in third grade and beyond, where students have learned a little more self-regulation. However, it's a bit of a hard concept to get across to educators in K-2, myself included, where we're used to direct teach and the I do, we do, you do model, and the students are used to it as well, and they still need a lot of structure in class. So it's a little difficult to design project-based learning for the younger grades at least, where they still need a lot of explicit instruction. His focus was mostly on constructionism and math, science, and technology, which is a little more doable. I am excited, though, because that kind of project-based learning is possible in the library, where the goal is enrichment of what is happening in the classroom and fostering a love of learning, and not on the students reaching a reading and math standardized test score at the end of the year. The library is a place where that kind of discovery-based learning is possible and available to all students. I hope I was able to provide a little glimpse into the work of Seymour Papert. Thank you for listening.